We're all ready.
Thanks for Torah Any Time. Mekamash Kachem Pratis. And thanks to the Losh and thank the Rabbeinu Shalom and himself for the Gevaldik HaSodim do Isaac in Zikir Rabbim. By the way, there's one thing better than Zikir Rabbim, and that's breaking midas. Nothing comes before that. Tikkun HaMidas comes before Zikir, before anything. Fix your midas. The guy says, Iker Achias Adam, Shvius HaMidas, and Babel Leichayim. Or else you're in trouble. More important than raising kids. Okay, you got to watch what you're saying. Some people might take it wrong. They're going to ignore certain vital areas of their life. Got to watch what I'm saying. But there's a time and place where you got to say it loud and clear. Where, let's say, somebody's doing something for you in a heiliger thing that's important. And he doesn't do what he's supposed to be doing. And you're all upset. So if you realize it's the Avish that testing your midas, it's much easier to deal with them. If you go around all day and you're going to Vadim, like in a Vadim with the Iker. What's it? There was a Helig in a Vadim Yidi. He came with Chassidus HaOlam, a Tyre Yidi. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Neivayner. The Satmar of his Mishpacha was a little bit upset that he left his background to become an Avadig. And there were tainas. They went to Rebbes. They went to the Satma. The parents went to the Satma. The Satma was said, he's an Avadig. You'll have nachas from him. He's Barugesh and Lieberman. You'll have nachas. Don't worry. He's fine. Now, what was his aura? He was exposed to all the shittas in the world. And he picked the Avadig. And he said, the reason why is because by them, everything was midas. It's a major difference. If midas is just another thing on your agenda, it's a different story completely. You won't stay the same. You won't look at things the same. You're still going to catch plenty. Because why didn't this happen? That happened. This is ruchnis. This is learning. This is chmeisvah shalom bayis. This is yidl bonim. This is ikar rabim. There's so much important things. And of the main thing in your life is breaking your own midas. It makes life so much easier. Of course, you got to know. You need a Rebbe. You can blunder. You say, do the wrong thing. You have to know. Every time. There's no rules, says Joel Salanta, and that's also not a rule. Sometimes there are rules. Anyway. When something didn't happen the way you wanted in your Zikir Rabbim, if you are into Zikir Rabbim, it didn't happen. I had such a hefset. You're in trouble. But if the main thing is not Zikir Rabbim, the main thing is breaking midas, then the thing that didn't go well is a bracha. Because you're saying, I didn't get angry. I didn't get upset. And the schus that I didn't get upset is going to bring me a bigger bracha than I've had before. And that's exactly what's going to happen. If you believe it. If you believe in the greatness of breaking midas, it works much more. If you believe you have to be mamin. In the Vedic, they had a rule. They used to open yeshivas. Reb Geshem was makbid. Two should open together. When two open together, you can have an automatic rivalry. And they dafke did that. I myself witnessed two of the big guns, the big Torah builders. I used to watch them getting together in the same car, the same truck. They were going doing something together. What's that all about? I know these two. They're different types, different opposites, different shittas a little bit. And that's exactly why they dafke went together. Break your midas. That's more important than whatever we're working on. Working on building this first, break your midas. The whole world stands on that. Of course, you got to know what you're doing. Again, I repeat. Sometimes I say, and I've heard this in the Vardik too, just drop everything with your midas. Jump into the Rabbim. That will take care of all your midas. Of course, you got to watch your midas too. But as Yadu, Rabbi Miller brings down, Yishai never did an Aveira. Aram never did an Aveira. Moshe did do. David did do. Who were the big people of Klai Yisrael? Moshe and David. More. So what's going on? So the Torah says, the person that's involved in the klal, we look away from certain things that they do. They're in the klal. I have a certain person, I'm the Lichti Gan Eden. He was a man in the klal, and he used to speak Lashon Hara. And he used to say things. I was once on the telephone with one of the biggest tzaddikim in the universe, a world famous person that I don't want to say his name in public, that is permission. But the biggest, very, very biggest in learning and everything. The world is bubbling about my desire, you name it, learning. I was hesitating on a speaking Lashon Hara on a certain issue. And he says, cut it out, let's hear it. Let's hear what's going on. Stop being frumped. There's a makom for that. So your person that's dealing with the rabbim sometimes can't afford. So he's got to deal with the rabbim. There's certain coolers. I once saw, I had an Adam Gadol in my house. He was davening b'yachidus. And he told me himself, Yosef and the rabbim. Different story. Different rules. Of course, watch it. You need a rabbi. You need a paisik. When and where and what. A person that, certain people have different. Then I want to tell you something. They once put out, it was in Washington Heights, Rabbi Jacobs. There was a kashrus letter, something, whatever it was. So I wanted to know about it. It was geared to a certain community. And I think Rabbi Jacobs told me, Lav Dafka, I should be samech on what's going on over there. Because it's for those people. They need that. There's a mice, what happened? Somebody shepherd. The Torah Katniks in Yerushalayim, those who were fighting fighting the Tziyanim, they were getting a little too sharp or whatever. So somebody from Berlin, Adam Gadol from one of the German, he got up and he started saying different than what they did. He was criticizing, and the report was, look, we know what's good for us. You know what's good for you. We know it's good for us. You don't know our situation. You mind your business, we mind ours. People are different. Some people need a certain... Somebody said this in public. I heard the tape. One of the greatest speakers in Klal Yisrael. He made a joke out of the American boys when they're playing basketball. Ah! They're going with the Tisha B'Av shears. He made a joke out of it. And who was sitting there? Rav Kanarik. Not Rabbi Shaul Kanarik, Zatzal. Shaul Kanarik's my Rebbe from New Rochelle, Peekskill. His brother. His brother was an Adam Gadol. He's a Mashkiach and Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva. Tired of Yid. Rav Shlomo Kanarik's father. And he was sitting listening to the Shmos. And the way this person, it was very funny, rather. A big speaker in Klal Yisrael, big name, accepted everywhere. Pretty much. And he heard him say, making fun of the Tisha B'Av Shir of the Americans. And I heard him say, that's not a schmooze for American boys. You're very good, but you're not an American. You don't understand their mentality. You can't speak like that to American boys. No more sneakers? What are you doing to them? You got to drop the whole Gemara, especially in those days. We're going way back where there was, you got any yeshiva bach, you were jumping. Because Klal Yisrael was starting to get on its feet. You have to track them. I heard the Baron Cutler. True or not, I don't know. I would definitely believe it. Baron Cutler, is that so? Would tell the star, there were Iluyim floating around. He wanted to attract them to come to Lakewood. And Baron would say, come to Lakewood. I have steak. And I remember as soon as I came to Lakewood, the food was known to be ultra good. I don't know about today. I think today's even better. But when I came there first, it was unbelievable. The food, it was known. The food's great. What's that? Why does it have to be so good? They know the American Rosh Hashivas know what they need to know. This is for us. I need my ice cream. I heard B'Shem Rebaruch Beh. I heard Israel Huna Hertzman Zatzal Rebaruch Beh. He was from the Gulf Fruma. He said, America, I'm not sure. I heard this way back. The vote's true 1,000,000,000%. The American to do something before davening that you normally don't do with his coffee, I don't know what it meant exactly. It's worth more than an ila, than a this, than the biggest things. They need it. Leave him alone. It's a different bria. Or else you're going to lose him in Gansen. You know, Rabbi Solanta did for Amsterdam. He got a hold of Amsterdam was Machal Shabbos. He said, come here, keep being Mishnah. He didn't say keep being Machal Shabbos, but he didn't jeopardize him. He said, just write when you, it was a port city, and the boats come in, and you have to take out your pen and write with a shinui. You're not allowed to write in Shabbos. You just write with a shinui. And every time he came to Amsterdam, he told him another thing. Okay, try a little less. Slowly but surely, he was a car of them. But you're going to hit him over the head with a Bible, you kill him. They're going to run away. This guy's too from. Goodbye. See, he was easy with them. And you yourself have to know. Don't turn yourself off by just because you heard a schmooze about this guy who's looking at learning, and he's like, whoever stops and stops schmoozing in the middle of learning, they're going to give him hot coals to eat up. That's for the guy who stops learning. Go listen to it. Yeah, it maybe some people are good at it. Some people, yeah, I like that. You know, go for it. But some people go, you want to kill him? You want to make the guy walk the rest of his life with a guilt on it? By the way, that issue, I once asked Rabbi Miller about, I once used to learn where it wasn't so much for me to stop learning. I used to learn. And I was more into the yeshiva. So, you know, I wasn't a malamed those days. And I was into it more. And in the middle of learning, you know, someone's talking, what do you do? So I just remember Rabbi Miller said, just smile and don't open your mouth. Just smile in a nice way and point to the Gemara in a nice way. I'm in the middle of learning, you know. Don't be mean to the guy. I went to the same question to Rabbi Chatzkel. Rabbi Chatzkel said, to answer somebody, it's a chesed. It's interesting. That's God. You got to ask your local rabbi what you have to do. I'm not getting into that sugya b'chal. But the word is, everybody's different, everybody got to know. Now, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, I had a merdik ma'isa yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. I had a merdik ma'isa, Rabbi Yochai. A merdik ma'isa. I needed to write about Navardik. There was a great story about Navardik. And where was it? In the story of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, written by my dear Chava, Rabbi Yitzchak Dershowitz, Zecher Tzadik Gebrochu, the biggest Masmidim in Lakewood. Chus, I should mention his name, for his Heilige Neshama, Yenevelt. I want to send him a package. I'm mentioning him. It should be a Chus for him. The Heilige Mensch. We used to Machlis Udusayam Purim. 1 year I ate by him, 1 year he ate by me. It's interesting. The year that we didn't eat, that year he was after. Who knows? Going to start making such bonus. I'm a Litvak. Don't bother me with that. Abba Shainim sounds good. But whatever. He was a Heilige Mensch, Tzadik Yisrei Deilim. And he was nifta on Rabbi Aaron's Yotzai. It was nifta on Rabbi Nosson's Yotzai. Something's going on here. And he was devoted to Rabbi Aaron. He was the one that wrote a book on Rabbi Aaron. What's his name? A book? It was full of Torah, full of every word he said was carefully written. It was a Musa Sefer. All the Rav Chaim Epstein, everybody loved it. His Sefer was, or Baron's Tamidim said, this is number one. Anyway, he has a story there with Navardik, Rav Baron and Navardik. And that was a great story for me. Oh, I need that one. I want to write it. You're going to see it in the next week's B'tochen, or maybe this week's B'tochen Weekly. Yeah. I needed it for this week. I wrote it. It's okay. Anyway, so I saw it, and then I go to school. Now at school, during recess, I write my sometimes, not always. Sometimes I'm not a pickle. I write my B'tochen weeklies during recess. So I'm writing. Oh, then I get the story. I said, I forgot that book at home. I forgot the book at home. I should have brought it to school. I'd copy it right out. I don't have the exact details. I can't just write a story. Got to be a little bit more professional. As I'm thinking, boom, I'm standing in front of the assistant principal's office. And right in front of my face, there is that book. I said, what a hashgacha pratis. I'm just thinking about it, and there it is. That's not such a common book, is it? I never saw it before. No, it is off, but there it's right in front of my nose. I took it, he has permission, I let me use it. And I'm looking at it, I'm looking for the story. Now, I was expecting service. David's just spoiling me rotten, as usual. And I was expecting, after such a hashgacha, I open up, the first page is there. No, babala. I'm looking, and it's not there. I'm looking, I killed 10 minutes, or what, 15 minutes. Finally got it. And I told myself, what's that all about? You're showing me what hashgacha, that the book is right in front of my nose when I need it, and so unusual it should be like that. So why don't I just find it right away? I wasted so much time. And I remember that Punktra Baron said this, B'shem a Gemara and Menachas. Check that out. It's a Mishas Rabaran, the first chaylik, I'm pretty sure. It's a Gemara Menachas that Amelis B'Torah does not only mean when you're harving in a Taisvis. Amelis B'Torah means when you're walking a mile to come to Yeshiva. And it's a hot day. That's Amelis B'Torah. Or when you're looking to a Sefer and it's not happening. Whatever. That's Amelis B'Torah. Rabaran Punkt is the one who said that. And I said, the Avishti, yes. So you're spending, I'm wasting my time. You're not wasting your time. It's been a shemaim. It's a form of Amelis B'Torah. It's a form, every inch on the way. The Hechsher Mitzvah, the Chassidim make a big spiel out of Hechsher Mitzvah. You think a Hechsher Mitzvah is a joke? Oh, trying to do a Mitzvah. Even better than the Mitzvah. It's not Poshet. Sometimes it's... Anyway, I got a story to tell you that's Nader. I have his picture. Do you have the Navardic book over here? There's an English book called Navardic. Do you see it over there? Not here? Okay, it's fine. We don't need it. It's fine. If you see it, it's good. If you're not, we're fine. In that book, I also found it 1, 2, 3. I needed the story. I found it 1, 2, 3. It's fine. I found the story 1, 2, 3. The Drozhene Schmidt. I had once read about him. I had to double check that story. And next week's Ptach Week, I'm going to have this in Mitzvah Shem. The Drozhene Schmidt, who's that? The Bachram from the Vardig who had to go to the army. You have some schnapps for me? Some Stropkin schnapps, please. I want to drink. I'm a little bit of an alcoholic. A little bit. Not too bad. I want you to know, in my class, 1 year, I was drinking. I'll never do it again, believe me. I drank a lot in class. Boys, if you're going to be good, Rebbe's going to get shicker. Oh, boy, they're going to see that happen. They'd love it. And I made my shtick. I made believe I'm dizzy. I started walking wobbly. And that year, I had a lot of, every day I had another bottle, and I drank a little, and I made Freilich. You'll soon see why I'm never doing that again. That Purim, there were no checks. There were bottles of schnapps instead of checks. I had bottles of parents. Amen. The schos yerb shem ba'yichai should be melech for us. If you have only Yeshua, it's all the yidden. Shem should give them whatever they want. I have a close friend of mine. He's going to the kerub shem ba'yichai. He's going to ask for this for that. And I says, while you're staying there, thank the Yevishtav. It's fine. Thanks a lot. You're the sweetest guy around. Like he loves to do. You got schusam for looking. Even more than finding. You'll soon see. Anyway. So. I told him, you're going to ask Reb Shimon this, or ask that, ask the Yevishtav, schus Reb Shimon. Sit there and think a little bit. Don't forget that parshat. Always get involved. He looked at me a little funny. But he's going to do it. Watch what happens. I bet he's going to get more miles than anybody. Whenever you talk to the Yabister, don't forget to thank. In fact, you should get carried away with so much thanking, you should forget to ask what you want. Anyway, the Rabbi Shimon is going to like you because he was a thanking type of person. He used to thank the Avis full of Simcha. He was owing to thanking. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, they made a Tainus. When Shem Yechayim Zeftar made a simcha. What's going on here? Because he was so positive. Hey, look at Rabbi Shimon. Anyway. Whatever it means, we understand. So, the Drozhen Ishmit, here comes the story. The Vardig Bachrim were being conscripted to the, what is it called? When they're taken to the army. And they wanted to get a bracha not to have to go to the army. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim used to tell people where they're holding in this. It was known. When he gave you a bracha, you knew you're not going. And when he didn't give you a bracha, he gave you a machne Yisrael. What's machne? He gave you a machne Yisrael. That's a sefer he wrote for the soldiers. That was a siman, you're going. Now, Drozhen Ishmit used to give brachas and brachas and brachas. He was the biggest star. Here's a picture of him. His face is on fire. You see what a Hilig Yid was. His brachas worked. He said, you're not going to the army. You didn't go. One person, he didn't say. Instead, he started crying. And that person did go to the army with a lot of tzaras. But he got out. Whatever happened, I don't know. But he knew everything. He became one of the biggest Baalei Mefes. Everyone ran to the Drozhen Ishmit. Who was this man? He was 9 years old. He lost his parents. He never had a chance to learn. So Achman is a Yasim. And they pushed him to go to work. And he became a blacksmith. And he worked and learning. What's with learning? And he loved learning. But he couldn't learn. And while he was a blacksmith, they used to overhear him saying psukim. In his house, that a chok, a chumish, with a chok. That's what he was. I don't know how bright he was in learning. Let's see the show, you know. What? Chok, it's a cipher on Tanakh, like it's a little this, a little that, yeah. I don't know how big he was in learning, but for sure, he was not a Rosh Yeshiva. He wasn't a person who was involved in learning the way. Now listen to this one. He was busy all the time. Monday and Thursday, he walked 9 miles to Pinsk, where he lived, and Pinsk was a 9 mile distance. 15 kilometers. 15, 16? 9 miles. He walked there, and then he came back. You know what that is? Why? To speak and learning with the Rav. There's a Rav in Pinsk. And he wanted to speak and learning with him. He got in Ukraine. Two Rabbanim there. Then he spoke with him. All his kashas that he had. 9 miles. What about Bittul Torah? What's going on here? You learn anything? To walk 9 miles? How long does it take? A couple of hours. Am I right? How do you do it? And then you got to go back. 9 miles. But he loved Torah. Every Monday and Thursday, he walked 18 miles throughout the day. Must have been a giver, it was a blacksmith. But Stamazai. That's what he did. When is a person like this die? I want to say a hard on him. Rabbi's vote about Yegiya Batayra. That's Yegiya Batayra. Walking 9 miles, he didn't learn a word. So what? Neighbors just saw this man has mysterious nefesh for Taita. But you're not learning. I don't care. You're walking 9 miles because you love Taita so much. They say he couldn't wait. The day that he had to go, he got up super early. It was still the middle of the night when he started trekking. He couldn't control himself. He had a gewaltige avos on Taita. That's not. He felt shortchanged. He never was able to learn in yeshiva normally. And that man was the Baal Mephis. Not those people that were sitting 3 starim a day and everything's going smooth. But him, who was learning Shvach, a blacksmith. When did he learn? Who never was able to learn because since he was a kid, he had to go to work. That person was the Baal Mephis, a major Baal Mephis, a tzaddik yisraelim. You know, when the Nazis came, they destroyed the whole cemetery. I think in Pinsk it was. He was near Pinsk, that area. They destroyed every single kever. His, they couldn't destroy. At the Maisa, they couldn't destroy his kever. Anyway, What do we have from this? The next time you're on the way to yeshiva and the bus messes you up. Or next time you're on the phone, it's not working. Let me try it again. Phone broke. What are we going to do now? I got to make an important phone call. They keep you waiting. They'll know their eras derets. I mean, they don't. It's not working. Is that, anybody know about that stuff? You know, they say, I once heard about, not the Kazov had told me about a long time ago. When he got on a phone, it started off with hello, and it ended up with goodbye. Today, it starts off with hello, and it ends up with hello, 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 hello. That's the way it ends off. Hello, hello, are you there? Nobody home. Don't be so upset with the guy. We have the guy, that's the matzah. You know, so much frustration throughout your day. And you know that that frustration is your gold mine. You had to get in, find it right away. Good! But I'm such a batman, I'm always losing things. Good! But I'm bittul tyra. Good! But bittul tyra. Think of the drushen as bittul tyra. So, bittul tyra. Bittul tyra. If this is the Ashkache, there was an Avadigi Ingemar who lives in Lakewood. Mookie Diamond's on Gesundheitsstock. He had a child who wasn't well. Talmud of Rapper. Phil Perez and Rafu Shalema. Taita Yid. He's a mamish, a giant. Maybe should help him. Anyway, and maybe should help that Avadigi Bismedi should remain. Right? Anyway, so Rapper. So Rapper told me this man's a master Baal B'Tochen, and he sure is. We once got together. I think it was Solantas. You know, whatever. I made a whole vod, Akinas, and he spoke. Akinas, not a vod. We go to a shul somewhere and we get together. I'd like to continue doing that if anybody wants to help me. Wanted to keep moving. The yard sites, so whatever, certain occasions. I have Slobodka friends who come and they speak. Tired, young, light. I have the Rav of the courtyard, it's Judge Tzaddik, Rabbi Ralbag. He speaks usually. They have, what's his name speaks? He's from Slobodki, he's from Chevron. They're good, we like them. They're just, they're our type. They're plenty close to the valley. Yeah, Slobodki, big field. They're great. And then there's another one, Uksadia Grandma speaks, a tidy young man. They're both Slobodkis. And then we have our own Chevron. I speak Rav Blumberg, Zangzistak. And, of course, I know he's not said it's Chazir Kot, whoever. Now he spoke, and he said that he's a Rosh Chabura. He loves to learn. He knocks in learning. His wife gave birth to a baby who was not well. And that was the end. For the next 4 months, he's home with a sick child. By the way, with his betochen, he healed the kid. Kid out of Shalema. He's murdering this fellow. He walked around, he turned around, Abishta, make the kid good, and met them all. The kid's talking, the kid's moving, the kid's doing it. But in the meantime, for months, he was busy with a kid. And he made a remark. He said, if he had not learned the Navardig, it would have been a disaster. Because if he had the chinuch, learning, which Baruch Hashem, there's nobody underage over here, they shouldn't hear this. The Baruch Hashem should take hear that. Learning. Or else, who knows? You're going to stop turning him into Bali Musi, you'll mess him up. You got to know, a Baruch Hashem shouldn't hear certain things, but we're allowed to hear it. Fuck it. It's good for us. Learning, he was taught doing Ratzon Hashem is what I came here for. It so happens to be, usually that means learning. But that, the main thing he says, if not for that chinuch, he would have been devastated. Messing up my time, I'm not learning, everyone's steiging, and I'm busy with this kid. Didn't bother him. I'm here to do the Ratzon Hashem. Okay. Now, boy, say, I am having weird situations going on. Crazy things. I'm going to start from way back. Crazy. Now, wait till you hear this. Rabbi Golombek, watch out with this. I once said this. I just found I didn't believe it myself. So lately it's not working. I'm so busy. You're gaining weight. That's fattening. Oh, boy. As soon as you know that it's fattening, the button pops on the spot. How does that happen? That happens to me many times. Right after I realize you ate something that makes you gain weight, boom, the button pops. What's going on? It's in the mind. You're not going to believe me. You guys are going to, oh boy, this is the end. Or maybe it's the beginning. We're going to have a lot of happy people when they hear this one. I once said this before, but I just found it in my notes. And I found it, and I see, you know, your notes are important. Keep those records. They keep me going. Because today, I'm so careful. I'm telling you, kachav. I started being careful. There are certain rules where you can really lose weight. I did all the rules. The more I stuck to the rules, the more I gained weight. I didn't eat this, didn't eat that. The next day, boing! And I did it again. Next day, boing! The more I stopped, the more I gained weight. How many people know what I'm talking about?
That's the problem.
Am I right? The problem is in your head. Because you're so worried about your weight. Thinking about your weight does the job. You don't have to eat anything. You'll starve your head off. You're worried about your weight? Chedidas Adam Yitain Mikei Shesh Lemamalach. You're afraid? That's the problem. The fear will make you... You're always worried about your weight all day. Your head... If they ever open up your head, in Yenevelt, they open up a person's head. What were you thinking about all day? You're going to find a lot of embarrassing things. All day long, how's my weight doing? That's terrible. Don't worry. There's worse things. Anyway, so Mustamas Hashem, Shemayim, whatever, Gazut. But that's what happened to me. Come upon him. And I got frustrated. Go eat what you want. The English can come. But when I read this, it did a job. Now, the same person could be a different Madregas of Betachan. And I don't remember when I wrote this. It was several years ago, a nice few years ago. Maybe 10 years ago. And I wrote there, I once ate a ton of ice cream. The Rebbe eats ice cream. You heard that? Heintige Rebbes are interesting. I have a chassid. Lately, my jokes. I don't know if he's davening. I have a 12-year-old chassid who, he calls me up, tells me a joke. You're a very sweet kid. I love the kid. He calls me up a lot. And he told me, Rebbe, I'm davening that you should have good jokes. And since he's davening, my jokes are skyrocketing. And so this is a Heintige Rebbes need a different mahalach. They need a special chassid who davens for the Rebbe's jokes. Make sure they're good. I tell you what happens. It's very like a miser. I have a shul, you know, and one time I was really hilarious. I don't know myself. What got into you? There are places on the floor. And there's a kid that used to daven with us, a sweet like anything kid. And he told me on the way home, we were walking home after Friday night. He says, Rabbi Mandel, I was on the bus and the kids made fun of me in school. School bus made fun of me. And I said, Rabbi Shalom, I will not answer. It's a big schooler, big schuss. When you don't answer, someone makes fun of you. Now you can ask anything you want. And I asked that you should have great jokes. And now you know why tonight you were so funny. It was me. The kid told me this. This is a different kid, by the way. I have my friends, you know. I have an interesting type of gabayim. It's a new door. You need a special mamuna to daven for the jokes. You need a special, get somebody to daven those jokes, you'll be good. I have a friend of mine, he's Yanka Miller's son. He lives in Toronto, sweet like sugar, Swedish guy, tall guy. Very nice, we joke around with each other. And we give each other brachas. And the last time I met him, he said, give a bracha that the Elim should chop my jokes. That's a big thing, don't worry. How devastating it is, that old chop. I thought I was funny and they're looking at me, no good. Anyway. So, where are we up to? Now, I'm going to tell you how the Eibishter is so in charge of this world. I told you about my keys. It's an old story. Here's my key. See this key? I have three of them. I need this for my car. Two of these keys did not work to save my life. I was using the third. I tried them 20 times each. 100 times each. That's not working. Goodbye. The third, this works. So these two are hanging around. Finally decided, when you get a chance, go to the guy who take care of the key and fix it. But I didn't get a chance. Like a week later, I lost the good one. And I'm stuck with these two that don't work. And I got to get to school. I was late. I says, Rabbeinu Shalom, make the key work. It worked. And it worked forever. Suddenly it's back in business. Makes no sense. And then I took the other key that broke. And I said, Eibishter, make that one work too. And it worked. Unbelievable. Doesn't make sense at all. Listen to this. I was once at my school. I get you, Reb Shimon, tomorrow, go all out. Reb Shimon is for us. He's Navardig and Reb Shimon. They relate to him. His Talmidim, not Stam. Daven, say, Reb Shimon, do something for us. We want to be like you. Fapak the world. That was it. He had the world in the garbage. No wonder he was so happy. Because he was, he was Navardig, away from everything. Daven, there Reb Shimon, Bayachai. It should be a meditation for us. And we should do things the Chavodai. Ah, Shimayachai. Anyway, so, Alice gets. So what happened? That's what happened with the keys. Now, I'm not finished. My desk, I needed a key to my desk. I found this in my notes. Oh, I forgot that. I was in the middle of talking about my weight business. Let's finish with the weight. Do you know I ate a ton of ice cream and I lost weight the next day? And I pressed my head off and I kept losing weight. Oh, now I remember. Why did it work then? I doubted. I asked Eibishter, please do me a favor and make me lose weight when I eat. It worked like a fiddle. Now, I heard that Rabbi Golombek said that in public. And I heard he got 2,000 phone calls from 2,000 plumpy ladies who are devastated over their weight. They probably, most of them are probably nowhere near what, they're not as bad as they think they are. But in this Western society, we, chas v'chalil, Hashem yirachem, you gain 2 pounds, it's because nefesh. You're not allowed to gain a pound. Then you have to get, till you disintegrate. You have to turn into a stick. Whatever, you got a lot of phone calls. And the ladies are going, sugar, I think the men also, whatever, because he said that. And I think he told one of the ladies, he told her, she said, can I do that? He says, depends on your madrega. You got to know what you're holding. You got to. Now, I was holding those days. It worked. But I davened first. I said, please make this work. And I lost. I had my diet, my recipe, what I ate. I was stressing and losing weight. Imagine if someone could bring. But I recommend keep saying it. And don't give up. Keep saying it. Eating makes you lose weight. And be misspelled that you shouldn't worry so much about your weight. People gain weight because their brains are always worried about gaining weight. That goofer makes them gain weight. Without doing nothing, the worry brings the thing you're afraid of. It's one of the rules of the universe. The thing you're afraid of comes to you. You ever see a dog? A dog. I once got bitten by a dog here in Lakewood. And nothing happened to me. My pants were ripped. And I called the owner, what did you do? My dog? That can't be. My dog, the Tzadik Hador. Very protective of their dogs. Anyway, but it's Yedua. If you, those people, there is a lady who lives down the block. An old woman. An 80-year-old woman. The dogs love her. There's a vicious dog that she used to own. That anybody gets near that dog, forget it, you're in trouble. And the dog and her, that's a shidduch. She and the dog, it's gewaldig. Why is that? She loves that dog. She's not afraid of him. And the dog feels it. You're not afraid of me, I'm not afraid of you, and it's a shidduch. She's got the dog. I heard this from another neighbor. It's a metzias in the Bria. If you're really not afraid, you can get along with an animal. I mean, I wouldn't try it, but you know, I wouldn't try to put myself in it. Anyway, so where were we holding? So, what happened? I was missing the key to my desk in my school. And I took the wrong key and it worked. Did you hear that? I don't believe in anything except for the Eibishter. The wrong key worked. I have a lot of these stories where a machine gets nervous. I spoke to 4 different repairmen who work with copy machines. Goyim, who are always fixing copy. They all told me the same thing. If you're upset and you're nervous, the machine suddenly goes haywire, as if to go, take revenge against your anger. Ask them. Ask the guys that work. I'm always asking them. They're always telling me yes, yes, and they laugh. Don't ask me why, but that's how it works. You have a deadline, you're meshuggah, the machine rebels. Is that something? Anyway, so a person has to know that the Eibishter runs the world. And yeah, I'll tell you something else. When I don't speak well, this happened many times, I felt, you didn't speak good. What do? I go home. I say, Eibishter, make it should be a great speech. I'm afraid. And always, the next day, it was amazing. I daven. Everything by me is tefillah. You daven, you get whatever you want. My wife, we went to the Beis Olam yesterday. My shviga was her yard site. We had to go to Dean's, New Jersey. The plan was, I drive there. Don't tell my wife. If there's any ladies listening, please don't tell this to my wife. It's okay if you do. We'll live with it. She knows me already. Listen to this, Mike. It just happened. Now, I don't mind driving. It's a nice sunny day, Bitchfield. It's pleasant to drive. It's only a 45-minute drive. But my time is precious. I got to learn. So my wife said, she's going to drive there. I'll drive back. We usually do that. When we go to New York, whatever it is, I'm always driving back. That's fine. But this time, I said, I'm not going to ask my wife that I want to drive. I want her to drive back. But I want to learn. So I'm not going to ask her anything. So, but I'm asking the Eibishter. I says, Eibishter, you do me a favor. I want my wife to drive back. Listen to this. She drove there. The way back, she's suddenly in the driver's seat. And she drove back. And she says, hey, why did I do that? Why did I get into a driver's seat? You see that? How I have remote control. How I control my wife. Control everybody. A nasty guy. Hey, ladies, this is not for you. Don't. You're not going to trust your husbands anymore. Or maybe you're going to do the same shtick on your husbands. But I do this. I do it. I know there's nobody home. If it's an issue that I can't deal with. And one time it was a little hard having guests for Shabbos. So I dafka wanted. And it was hard for my wife. So I turned around. And I said, I made up. I'll help a lot. I'll do a lot of work. That's not the point. She gets a little whatever. Avishta, make it work. I approached my wife. Oh, for sure. Why not? Bring my wife flowers. She doesn't like flowers. Until one day I says, Avishta, make my wife like these flowers. I come home. Oh, they were gorgeous. My Talmida, when I buy them nash, so they should learn, I daven, Avishta, make them like the nash. And watch what happens. You bring the Avishta every inch of your life. It's always daven, always daven. Shem will test you. Not always going to work. Sometimes it'll go the other way. Don't be afraid. Keep doing it. Keep. That's what Rabbi Miller brings down. Rabbi Yehuda in Mishlei. Behold, Rechecho Da'eu. Should know Hashem in every move you make. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there are people for big things. They run for betachin. Someone seek betachin. Panosa betachin. But crossing the street, I'll do it myself. Or the day-to-day stuff that I'll enjoy my vodka. That I'll keep myself. You want to enjoy your vodka, Domin? Avishta, help. The vodka shouldn't bother me. Before you start eating, Avishta, please help. This, what's a real gooky thing that you're not supposed to eat if you're losing weight? What's a real thing that you got to watch out for? What? Kishka?
Heavy food.
Heavy, oily, Hungarian food. Kegel. Avishta, please help that the Kegel shouldn't make me gain weight. I'm going to tell you something. For many years, I used to eat, I wanted different type of foods. But my wife's, she likes to cook. And she likes to make good stuff, and I feel it's not fair to her. She's working so hard, and you really don't. You have a little. I have a different diet. I'm not such a Hungarian type that needs fatty foods. I'm not that type. My wife is more Hungarian. And for years and years and years, I say my wife made it. I'm eating what she makes to make her happy, and it worked like a fiddle. I didn't gain no weight. Nothing happened. I said, the schus of, if I eat like this, I'm making my wife happy. I'm not saying, I hit a certain point where I decided, stop making your wife happy. You're going to turn into an elephant if you keep with your wife's mahalach. So I stopped. I said, my dear wife, from now on, I'm going to either you make salads or I can't. It didn't work. Davis wants me to eat the fatty foods and he's going to keep my weight down. The sus that you're eating your wife's fatty foods. Now, not everybody this is going to work for. For me, that's how it works. Everybody's different. Some people have to be, you know, more realistic. What? Yeah, eat, sure. But have in mind. Now, for some people it'll work. Some people this works. Some people it doesn't. Everybody's different. Some people can't play games. Like all those Nebuch ladies that try to, sure enough, there is a book that tells you that weight is taka in the mind. And you can lose weight just by the way you think. And a 20-year-old girl wrote me a whole thing how she lost 15 pounds even though she ate normal foods. And I told her to write it up, and I have it here. How'd you do it? She says, I listened to Rabbi Mendel. She didn't listen to me. She listened to Rabbi. She heard me third person already. She heard Columbic B'Shem Rabbi Mendel. I says, and what happened when she cheated? You know, she ate too when she got tired of, you know, she cheated. So what happened then? You know what she said? Oh, that was no problem. I just said Adaraba. I used Rabbi Mendel's Adaraba. See, I'm sitting there, wow. You know, somebody comes over to me yesterday, a yid from Bnei Brak. See the shi'a, a sweetie, very nice fellow. A big market share. He said, I turned his life around. He's collecting money. He doesn't want money from me. Just wants to thank me because his whole life turned around. Because he listens to me. And he used to be a strict Rosh Yeshiva. Ready, but you started with me, you're in trouble. And now, he's chilled. He laughs at everything, and he jokes. He says, his whole family turned around. And always tell me the man. And another guy, Diane, from Williams, from Bar Park, Williamsburg, that Diane comes over to me. He's a different person. Because all the people, he used to be very, you know, now he's not into COVID, so life is so much easier. Not at the COVID. I don't care so much. COVID is a churban. Keep away from COVID. Mine after Mina. You work for the Eibishter. Much. You need a lot of tefillah for that. Now, it's... What time is it? 9:04?
Your advice. I was sitting by a gathering, and the comfort was good.
What?
I needed a refreshing. They gave like apple sauce, like comfort, like the watery comfort.
It was good. What? Yeah. That's good. That's great. I had someone in one of my big Hasidim comes to my house, and there was my wife had made some good stuff, some ziti, some that, and he says, "Oh, you got any ziti around?" I said, "Sure," and I gave him the whole thing, and you're not eating enough. I made sure you ate up the whole thing. And he was eating very comfortably. I says, this guy's very comfortable. And then I says, oh, I forgot. He's one of my seedim. No wonder. He got it from me. He's very comfortable. He was never in my house before. You know, he's a younger man. Comes in. And I told him, you did wonders for my wife, for my cholam bias. I told my wife, he ate up the whole stuff. He loves your stuff. I says, you know, I should pay you $1,000 for the, what did he give for a consultation when you go to the Shalom Bais, the therapist? What would they take for a thing like that? You know, a lot of money. You just did wonders. Well, my friends like your food. That's the way to go. And so, Hashem Mayachai should be Melitiation. Mashkir said, you got to start loving people more. And you got to start not being critical. You got to. Reb Shimon Yochai was critical. Chas v'chalila to say we don't understand him. But a Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham get angry easily. You have the Torah is fire. It's the Torah that gets them. And the 24,000 Talmidim, people that are big on Torah get like that. Pesach Karitza says that it's very hard for big people not to look down at everybody else. And they get the midas. They have issues with midas more than other people. It's not their fault, really. So 24,000 were nifta. We don't understand them. Chas v'chalila to tighten them up. But for ourselves, like how good covered them is that? We got to be careful. I've covered for people big time. Davin, Hashem, make me respect this guy. I don't have enough respect. Help me. Davin your head off. Always davin. Make you love him. Do a lot of that stuff. That tefillah, I can only say, it's Badek Menusa. Hashem loves that tefillah. So Hashem Mechai, twice, he had to go back into the cave. First time, we're going to blame it on the Romans. Second time, what do you want from the Romans? The Eibishter said go back, because you're criticizing everybody. You're burning up everyone's crops. So you see, and I would like to say, Bezer Hashem, and I'm saying it, Faket, as a Shvach Hashem Mechai. I want to say that his criticism, Madrega, was very high. Because why the three Tanaim were discussing the Romans? He was the only one. All three could do Trias HaMeisim. These are Tanaim. They were giants. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rishon Yochai, Gemara and Shabbos, Lama Gimel. And Rabbi Yehuda said, they're so nice. And there's nothing wrong praising Goyim. The Gemara speaks about, he always says, I like the Persians for three good midas that they have. You're allowed to see good. Trevor Salvador says you see a dead dog that smells. You're supposed to see good. The white teeth are beautiful. See good, say about wrong. And Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Rabbi Shimon Yochai was critical. Critical, into the cave. Now, it sounds like he was in the cave because he was running away from the Romans. I have a horror that it could be the Avish that wanted him there because you're criticizing. We are critical people. A Matzaira, Lahavdul, can't compare him to him. Matzaira, there's a cave outside Yerushalayim where the Matzaraim used to go there. Out! You don't belong there. Critical? Out! We don't like critical people. So he's critical once. That way you can be done either way. I want to tie that he was not critical. And Yitaki was. And it was perhaps a chasaran. Although Chas v'chalil to say anything. But I'm going to come out ahead with him. Watch. Because he's going to do tshuva. And then the next time he was critical again. And this time the Abish said, go to the same Einish. And being in that cave, he said, this is like Gehenna. He said, if for 12 months, he says, the worst Russia doesn't spend more than 12 months. He called it like a Gehenna. That's what you get for being critical. You bring Gehenna to the world, you're burning up the whole world, so you get a Gehenna, whatever, but main Gehenna. Now, his son didn't change, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon didn't change, and he's still burning up everything, all the crops. He sees, why don't you go learn? Why are you working? And he burns up everything. He's a real Kohelite. Real Leonin. He's a real Litvak, Rav Shimon. But, next time Rav Shimon tells his son, Rav Elazar, stop doing that. He was a Marapa. When he burned up, he said, no, Refuah Shleima, all the crops you burnt, I'll cure them. Why? And he says, don't do that. Why not? You and me are such tzaddikim. The world doesn't need more than us. We're holding up the whole world, so they'll let them do what they want. So I tell you, this Gemara is gevaldik. All those people who are critical, you know how to stop doing it? Say, why are you critical? You think you're better. Say like this, I'm so great, the world doesn't need other people as good as me. I'm a great guy. You don't need more people like me. I'm good enough. That's it. The world, it's good enough with me. Me and those. So that way you won't look down at anybody who gets some self-esteem. Usually people are critical because they feel something's wrong with me. The chas was clear to say that he had that knowledge. But anyway, Rabbi Shimon Chai is an example of a good eye. Hamikha Rabbi Yekiva Nifta for two reasons brought down. One is Nainagu Kavazabaza, and the other one Tsar Ayin. They didn't fagin. So when a critical person doesn't fagin, he doesn't understand, he doesn't look away, he doesn't do that stuff. Right? So Rabbi Shimon Chai became an example of Ayin Toive after that. I heard Rabbi Biederman says the same Nakuda. So I want to tie it. The only real example of an Ayin Toive is a person who's by nature critical and changes. That's why he's the example of not being critical. Because you once were and you changed. Those are the best people. If you're born a nice guy, big deal. The Kotzker Rebbe said, Davis says, I have enough malachim and shemaim. I don't need malachim here. I need someone who has a bal tivanik and he's critical and he has bad midas and he works on it. That's a good man. Who else was like that? Leo Navi. Leo Navi was once very critical. You had to leave the world. You see, you leave the world. When you're critical, Chazal say, Shemama, the whole world was desolate. 24,000 were nifted. They weren't critical with each other. Gone. And Rabbi Shimon, in the cave. Chas v'shalom like a matzaira. Away from society. You're critical. Out. We don't want you here. And so he came. So any person who works on not being critical belongs here. And he doesn't belong in Gehenna. And he belongs in Gan Eden. And the world needs those people who work on not being critical. The only one, he was too critical. He had to get on a fiery chariot and leave the world. And he swore, he said, Abraham, from now on, I'm going to a bris. I'm going to say good stuff about everybody. So he is the example of an Ayin Toive, the young Nabi. So we got the biggest people Klal Yisrael ever had that are with us. Like Rabbi Shimon is like part of us. And Leo Novi for sure is like part of us. And poke those two. Well, one's critical and they changed. So they're an example for all of us. You want to become great? Work on that neither. And if you're a critical type, good news. The biggest people had that problem. Of course, we have no shaykhs to them. We don't understand. It's a sin to say that we understand Shemai Yechai's criticism. Never! Whatever that means, halavai, we would be 2% of Abba for us. It sounds like he was said twice for being critical. Right? And look, you could be someone sent back twice for being critical, and you end up the example of the extreme opposite. So the big Baal Tivanik, who's struggling with his typhus, or the guy with kidda, or with COVID issues, or depression issues, or anxiety issues, you can become the extreme opposite. And you're Dafka, the best person for that. It's home. Zayed. What?
Stressed.
Eat cake. Enjoy yourself. Eat ice cream. So, Rabbi Sai, go eat as much. The moral of the story is, eat as much ice cream as you want. But daven, Evishta, from now on, I want a different mahalach. I want to eat and lose weight by eating. It's a new mahalach. Do you know what the mind can do? I'll tell you a story. It happened to a shagetz. I read about this. A shagetz. I picked up this book because I needed it. I avoid those books these days, especially. We have such kasha stuff. You need to look at whatever. But there's a case history. A guy had oranges coming out of his body, the size of his growths, Nebuch. He had Yanamacha. And he had over 2 years suffering with chemo and radiation. Something like 2 years until suddenly one day somebody told him, you know, they made a whole mistake. You really don't have it. As soon as they said that, everything shrunk. And he was cured. For 2 years, he was normal. And 2 years later, someone walked over to him and said, they just found some of your tests. It's not true. You have it. So, and a month later, he was dead. Do you think it's a joke? The power of suggestion? I told the guy who, on his own admission by his family, I'm not normal. And on the telephone, boy, that's how he sounded. He was carrying on like a really crazy guy. And I brainwashed him. It's misdiagnosis. He's 40 years old. He said when he was young, they saw he's not a normal person. I said, not true. They made a mistake. You're very normal. I noticed this. I noticed that. I spent a month on the phone with this guy. He had ADHD. He had OCD. He used to call me 10 times a day. I used to speak to him a lot. Every time I spoke to him, I screamed at him. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. No, no. You're normal. You're a great guy. He came a special trip. He lives about 2 hours away from here. Took a special trip to come to Lakewood to thank me. He was a different person. I brainwashed him. Misdiagnosis. I can do that to a person who was taka diagnosed with bad stuff. If I tell him long enough it was a mistake, the Eibishter will make it turn into a mistake. The power of suggestion, the power of your mind, everything's just the mind. Where you see things, that's it. You can cure anybody. You can say, well, my mind tells me I'm a big tzaddik. I advise everybody to do that. Hold from yourself. And you're going to go places. Keep telling yourself I'm a great guy. Keep saying it.